Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the leadoff man aboard for the first time, here comes Roman Anthony.
The right fielder, number 48, Roman Anthony.
A moment that Red Sox fans have so long awaited.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
The Roman Empire has fallen. That didn't go well.
I demand a refund.
Hey, you know that thing on your left hand, Roman? That's to field the ground ball with, not just to run by it and make Rafaela sprint his ass off. But no,
that
Roman
was so
Anthony
on
is
brand.
In Boston.
It would come on.
Yeah, even Roman Anthony, the greatest prospect that we've ever seen, anticipation galore. And we'll get into that a little bit more later in the Fitzy 5 around 5:30 when we'll look at some of the most anticipated debuts. But Roman Anthony, the great one, the next great one, he's barely 21 years old. Everybody wants him. Ken Rosenthal is like bitch slapping the Red Sox in a column. You got to call this guy's up. Even he is not immune to the stank that is the Boston Red Sox. He just booted that ball, and it was like,
It was awful. He charged it. What's the number one rule? It's been a while since you've coached Little League, but when the kids are playing defense, the first thing we always yell is get your glove dirty.
Yeah.
Don't ever let the ball go between your legs or to your left or your right. Make sure the glove gets dirty. He missed that ball by a good 4 inches.
Yes.
Which makes me think, you know what? He belongs on these Red Sox.
It was.
That's what we were saying on our family text, the group chat here for WEI Afternoons. It was like, well, now he belongs.
Yeah. He's a true perfectly. Red Sox. You're not a true Red Sox until you throw the ball away like Brandon Bernardino did twice. In either direction. I appreciate his consistency. If I throw that way, I throw it into center field. If I throw that way, I throw it to the backstop.
Why not?
Got to be consistent in baseball. That's what it's all about.
And two nights in a row, giving up multiple runs, which is great.
They are just. I don't even know how to finish that sentence.
The weather outside today, by the way, is just like perfectly indicative.
Red Sockian.
It's exactly what I was thinking on my drive up. Like this weather matches and mirrors the mood of Sox fans and just the Boston sports scene at large right now. I did a little math on the commute today. Andy, do you know how the Red Sox will have to do, how they have to finish the stretch run, basically the second half of the season, in order to achieve their win projection that we en masse gave them?
And what was that, 92?
Yeah.
And we didn't necessarily give that to him. I believe Sam Kennedy voiced it first. Mm-hmm. But yes, what is 685? I'm just
pretty close. That's a good for a win percentage. That's pretty damn close. Yes, most their Vegas win total was 86.5. That's going to be tough. But we projected them at 92 wins. They will have to finish 60-34. They will have to win two of every. They are 32-36. They will have to finish 60-34 the remaining 60% of the season in order to achieve the targeted goal of 92-70.
Got them right where they want them, boys.
Yep. The rope-a-dope is under. When's the last time?
When was the last time they won more than two games?
What is their longest?
Do they have a
three-game
winning streak at all? Like in my lifetime?
That's a great question. I don't think so.
What'd you say that number was again?
60-34.
No chance.
No. None.
No chance. Even my dream scenario of the youth movement and the young players don't know what they don't know, so they just take over and, you know, everybody's fun and we're just living fast and loose and all that. Even in that scenario, dream of dream scenario, that ain't going to happen. Dan Ball, when's the last time they won more than two games in a row?
Do you want to guess before I tell you? Give me the month.
I will give you the month of April.
I will give you correct April 26th, 27th, and then 29th at Cleveland, and then one game at Toronto.
So Will Campbell was not a member of the Patriots last time the Red Sox won three in a row.
They took him April 24th on the first night of the
draft. It was close enough. Travion
Henderson was. Well, okay, all right.
Holy crap.
Put it this way. The legend of Efton Chisholm had not set in stone
yet. We'll get into that. It's been a month and a half, basically, since they won.
Yeah, three games in a row.
Three games in a row. Which is not a lot. Three games in a row, not a lot.
No, they don't have a five-game win streak. They don't have a six. They don't have a 10-game win streak.
Well, in that month, they had a 5, a 4, and a 3. And then they haven't won more than two since. Yeah, now even
not
winning one in a row
April,
is
they
a...
Don't have, did they have a five-game win streak coming out of... it was early in April, yes?
Yeah, after they... So they won their first game, lost the next four... and then won the next five, including that sweep.
The Cardinals thing.
It was winning the final two against Baltimore, and you win all three against St. Louis.
So basically, we need Chaim Bloom to come for them to win baseball games. That's how it works.
We just need a bunch of revenge games, yeah.
Jiminy Christmas, nine
games. What a disaster. What an absolute, like, last night, if I had told you in studio on yesterday's program, Andy, the Red Sox, I can guarantee, are going to score eight runs. Eight runs in Roman Anthony's debut. How would you have wagered?
I was a sucker for the special debut, so I would have said the Red Sox are going to win.
Uh-huh.
In hindsight, I was wrong. He is not special, because special don't boot a ball like that in their debut.
Hold on a second. He looked very comfortable at the plate. Shane Boz's posterior would like to say otherwise.
What about that one at-bat where they threw like the high and tight sinker, and he went, and he did that little like, it's too close to me. I can't hit it.
Well, every now and again.
Special.
He's a special talent.
He hit a ball hard up the middle. Mm-hmm. That was the special aspect of the night.
I mean, 111 is ridiculous.
I was thinking about that.
Don't you dare tell me the exit velo is juiced as well.
I'm sure it is. It's all juiced. All these computers are on juice. AI juice. You don't think computers want to brag for themselves? And AI is
taking
over.
They're not sentient. They're not cognizant of their bragging.
But I was actually thinking, so even in my juiced state of guns... So you got these pitchers that are playing, you know, pitching at 100, 101, 100. Basically, that ball returned to the pitcher 10% faster than it went to the plate.
Correct.
That is stupid. That is like, that's not healthy.
But that's how hard he swings.
No, I know.
Which is great.
So is he a DH too?
They're all DHs,
Did you see that?
They have the best team of left-handed DHs in baseball history.
That was the one thing we had right in that. And the play itself before the ball went all the way to the wall. But you can be embarrassed in Fenway Park in right field because, in part, all that space. It takes forever to somebody to get there to back your ass up. If that had been in left field, it would have just bounced off the wall. He would have picked it up and thrown it in.
But there's really no excuse because, A, that's baseball.
Oh, a routine play?
That's baseball you tie
every
up when
little,
you're seven.
Even the fat right fielder in Little League makes that play.
Yeah, even the kid like Mike.
On a carpet-like field. This isn't the right field.
No, first
field
of all, I was
going
to say it was a thick track,
you know,
and it was
no
raining
hole
last
where
night.
The fat right fielder dug it out.
Well, not rainy, but missed. Like conditions are kind of dank right now.
Yeah, it was like he was on the take or something there. Like, that was so bad, it was inexplicably
You know what it was?
Bad.
It was he was so geeked up to field it and fire a cannon that he forgot to put his glove on the carpet.
Okay, I'll even go with that.
Yeah.
The other thing wasn't just the glove not getting down, missing the ball. His angle was very strange.
He was cockeyed.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes.
Seems like a phrase you shouldn't be allowed to say.
You can also... No.
I don't even know what it means.
You can also say...
So I'm just going to say it over and over.
You can also say such things as cocksure.
I love saying that. You can't pause in between, though, or put a comma.
Cocksure. Yeah, it was a terrible angle.
It
but
was like he was going to throw it to Cora in the dugout or something.
It's like, almost like he hasn't been playing right field all year,
at
guys.
Fenway.
Ding, 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 ding.
He should have played left last night.
Because if you were charging that ball from left field, that angle makes sense because you're more used to throwing it into
that
the center of the diamond.
That angle doesn't exist in left field at Fenway because of the vacuous, curved nature of right field at Fenway. That
words?
Angle exists. Vacuous, large, huge.
No, that angle does exist. If that was just, not it was enough. A routine base hit. So if you field it in that angle, you're pointing towards the cutoff man, the middle of the field. It makes more sense. Dan Ball is onto something. He's so been turned into a left fielder that mm-hmm. he took left field mechanics to the right field position. So again, it's their fault for throwing him out there. And can we get back to the argument that they didn't want him
who
to learn left
right
field?
Then?
Anybody but him. Don't embarrass the young guy in his first game at Fenway Park when he's getting a standing ovation, forcing me to go on the radio and say he's not special.
By the way, the standing ovation from the people last night at Fenway, that was kind of mid-standing ovation energy. It was like, all right, you're finally here. It wasn't like, let's go, because Red Sox fans have been beaten into submission already
yes.
by early June. Who was it on our show yesterday? I think it may have, I'm not sure if he said it during his unwrapping his plastic bag of junk crossover, or if he said it on the commercial break. Maybe it was it was Arcan who said,
I don't know about you guys. I don't like this very much. It makes a lot of noise.
Grinds my gears.
I think it was Arcan who said, why don't they have a mini green monster in left at Polar Park?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't
train your fielders to be ready for the unique dimensions of your pro baseball park.
All places should do that.
Especially when you have it in Portland, right? Right, Nick?
You know where else you have it?
Everywhere else?
In Florida.
Ah,
at JetBlue. So they get ready for it in the spring, but for some reason in Worcester, they don't. They just have a giant scoreboard, and they have like a play space for the kids out there and like Wormtown beer and like some great local hot dogs. That's it. There's no green monster out there. It makes no sense.
And then the text line, the 781, would like us to get to Trevor Story and the infield fly rule. I think that's a little overblown. That was a quick developing play that they got a little bit fortunate. Christian Campbell got led into the throw, which otherwise I think they might have ended up with no outs in the field other than the infield fly called out.
617 texter says, we have a history of overrating prospects. Well, one,
wait.
We are the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, so we're rather in tune with and optimistic about the potential and futures of those prospects. And number two, no, we don't.
Is my name Keith Law? Because I didn't know it was.
No.
Is my name MLBprospects.com or whatever? Because all of those places
Sox prospects.
Had one Roman Anthony. No,
yep.
I don't care about Sox prospects. MLB prospects.
Sure.
Everybody had him as the number one prospect in baseball. How does that get thrown on? EEI is always overrating the prospects. No, we're not.
No, we don't.
What are you talking about?
I think we're actually stunningly
rational. Wait, are we always
rational.
Negative or are we always overrating them? Because you can't bitch about both of those things. You can't say we're always negative.
No, they can from the listenership because that makes it easy because they don't actually get in the arena. I know, it's way easier
it's
on the other side.
Kind of my side of
the
world.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then also the text that says,
cowards.
OMG, you're going to say he's not special after one game? Yeah, it's stupid. Just like it would have been stupid if I had said he is special after one game because he hit a home run or something.
And Dan, a New Hampshire texter confirms that is the only affiliate of the Red Sox. I've seen it in Portland. We know they have it at JetBlue. Obviously, it exists in Boston. They do not have one in Worcester, which makes 0.0 sense.
I think it's like an architectural lot design
Mr.
thing.
Polar Park, I want you to build that wall.
What the hell does Donald Trump have to do with this?
Because he's the one who told...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Told us he was going to build beautiful walls, big beautiful walls.
I do think there's something to that. I believe there's a road that runs outside the right field wall in Worcester, if memory serves. So you did have to build it a bit higher to get to the road that is behind the park. But still, from a developmental standpoint, that makes no sense.
Well, yeah, if you think about it logically, all minor league stadiums should be built mimicking
to the spec
the major league park to get your fielders ready for what, even to the backdrop, the eye space, everything. Mm-hmm. Have everybody. The catchers, well, you should have your backstop at the same distance.
It's incredibly difficult to park around there, so they've got that going for them at Polar Park.
I thought they just built a new garage right across the street.
It's not enough.
Okay. All right. Know what else is not enough? Roman Anthony to save the Red Sox.
No, he's not. You couldn't, realistically, none of us expected that he was just going to swoop in last night.
Why
and
not?
Da-da.
You never know when the spark is going to ignite the fire, right? You never know.
Well, you need conditions that are conducive to fires.
He could be a spark. Now, and he could still be the spark, because it is becoming a little infuriating that they can score 8, 9, 10, whatever runs, go to extra innings and still lose. Like, they're scoring enough runs to win baseball games. Our guy Dan Ball, 9.2 runs per game over the last five games. They scored 27
series. 46 runs scored over their last five games.
Yeah.
And what are they, 2-3?
3-2.
3-2.
3-2.
They're but 3-2.
Short, sell them short. They're 3-2.
They are tremendous slouches.
Score 46 runs. You think you'd win more than three baseball games.
One
but
thing.
It came to me, and I got to say this now so Ted won't yell at me, because Ted gets mad at me when I bring up Bill Belichick's sayings on the show.
Classic.
Bill Belichick.
Classic Ted.
Bill Belichick always said, before you can win, you have to not lose, right? That was that classic. And Vrabel seems to be leaning into that as well. The Red Sox can't not lose. And I know it's bad English. I'm quoting a football coach. The Red Sox, I'll say it again.
All you have to say is part of my double negative.
Can't not lose. They keep doing the stupid little things defensively, base running, whatever it may be, that make it an uphill battle. And they're not good enough to overcome the mistakes. And that's why frustration is boiling over for your manager. That's why, in part, I believe, Alex Cora got tossed. Was it specific to the calls at home plate? Yes, it was specific to that. But it's also, he's breaking more and more. Like, he is a broken man inside day after day.
So I've started to wonder how he does. Yes, he does. He actually needs an in-season vacation.
Maybe he can come with
me. Why don't you take him with you?
Yeah, he can come.
He needs another kid to graduate.
Right.
Yeah, take a day off. And the team. Vasquez will win, and then all of a sudden he's a record.
Managerial controversy.
Yeah.
Do you wonder sometimes if Cora is super good at, you know, a lot of us have issues with, like, our work self, and then not carrying that home to our personal self.
Yeah,
work
life. I don't talk at home.
Personal life balance. You don't?
I don't talk at all at home.
Oh, can we do the show from your house?
It's the weirdest thing. I talk for 4 hours, and then I don't talk at all at home. How's work? Good.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yep.
You use 15 words for one here, and you go home, and you don't say anything?
I don't talk at all at home.
This is...
It all just comes together. All the puzzle pieces fit with you.
Honest to God. But I feel like he does such a good job of, like, separating work state from personal state, that the reason why he's able to say, like, when we'll see him tomorrow at Fenway Park, Alex, how you doing? Good, good, good. Like, I would not be able to say,
sure,
hey, my team's in turnaround. We are grossly underwhelming and underperforming expectations, and I'm slowly losing my managerial mind. That would weigh on me beyond the confines of friendly Fenway.
He was kind of bad-mouthing us in the papers the other day. Did you see
was
that?
Was that a bad-mouthing?
A little bit.
Or was that a...
Those guys keep asking me when I'm on Wednesdays on the radio.
Well, it makes sense.
Well, we get a lot of questions. You know why? Because you got a questionable team.
Yeah.
And you're making questionable decisions, including one that worked out for you, Alex. I don't know how I posed that, because I really didn't like pinch hitting for Marcelo
Meyer. No.
And then Romy Gonzalez got the hit, and it worked out. But I didn't want him to. And Nesson immediately cuts
play
to Meyer, and he looked crushed. He looked like... I'm supposed to be a star. I'm supposed to be up here to learn. And so he's missed Dan Ball three games, and he's been pinch hit for at least twice I've watched in these games. Like, the investment in the development of Marcelo Meyer, despite us hearing Craig Breslow say, well, you know, when we want him up here, we want them to get at bats, and they need the reps, and we need to develop them. they're not giving him the opportunity to develop hitting against left-handed pitching. Yes, Dan Ball.
Marcelo has played in six games in June, but he's only had more than two at-bats once.
Yeah, so he either...
What the hell?
Yeah.
They don't let him hit against lefties, basically.
So did he...
So he's a platoon superstar. You know how those work.
And he's a 300 superstar. Hitter in June, I might add.
Okay, so in Worcester, were his splits so bad against lefties, or is Alex... This, I feel like we're stumbling across something we're going to have to ask tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I just got to figure out how to ask it, but like, because Alex last
week... Narvaez, as we know, needed a night off, and the Wonger did not come through.
Did you know he's still waiting for his first RBI?
Yeah.
Roman Anthony just got here, and he's got an RBI.
He has more RBI
than Wong, who I believe was up with, like, runners on and one out, like, second and third one, and you're like, he's got to get an RBI here.
Nope,
I
could double play.
Here. And then he was up with the bases, I think it was bases loaded, and somehow a run scored, and he still didn't get credit for an RBI because he hit it to a double play. It's almost impossible to be as bad as he has been.
So the Boston Red Sox lose in extra innings. It's kind of their thing. It wasn't a one-run game, so that's good. They didn't lose a one-run game. They lost a two-run game in extra innings, 10-8. Yes, Fitzy, that was the proper response to that. Roll your eyes because they're the eye-rollable Boston Red Sox.
They are.
Not even Roman Anthony, the Roman Empire. Everybody was excited for a little while last night, and then the game played out, and he, as you said, fit right in.
By the way,
ball and right.
The splits for Marcelo Meyer in Worcester, or AAA ball, before he came up, 270 against righties.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he hit against lefties?
210.
255.
Oh,
but
so
a 15-point difference.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.